Right.
Hey,
Hey, 2024 TF sparkling for the new
I
year.
see you sparkling. I'm just
Yes, that's
representing
fun.
my, I'm representing the new, the first day of sports gear that I have to be going with on a New Year's Day. So, hey
Right.
everybody, it's Thursday. It's later than you know, it's a we've had the, quite the holiday
We
season.
have.
It's been busy and we appreciate you, but we want to tap in with everybody just because we're rounding out 2023. It's been a crazy year. I can only imagine what 2024 has
Man,
on the horizon for us and
my
what
bingo
those
card is so
calendar spots,
overflowing,
what
overflowing with
those
presents.
calendars are going to look like for 2024. We're going to keep it short today. So if you tap in with us, say hello. If you're watching, share it. Subscribe to our YouTube. It's New Year's, do us a favor. Just go to our YouTube at Girl Chat Sports on YouTube channel and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Join the group on Facebook. It's pretty legit. We want to kick off the show today because this is the first time in fantasy football history of the Girl Chat Sports League, which has been going on for probably about 4 or 5 years now, that Mo and Mel are in the championship. We got Team 12th Woman and Team The Autumn Wind. And right now it looks like you're slated to win.
I'm slated to win, but you
However,
know that changes because we got a lot of
right?
reds
And
in
you
the
know you
game.
left Njoku on the bench,
And
right?
I did. I messed up. I didn't even look. And
I
see, this is
saw
where we get
that
into.
and was like, yes.
I know. And I also left Flacco on the bench on the other championship fantasy league. I dropped Justin Herbert literally last night to add Joey Fla to add Flacco in to play today because Tua is questionable and did not do
Right,
it. And this is a
right.
cautionary tale to everybody. When you have over two fantasy leagues, like the five that I'm in, and
I
you have an
mean,
NBA one that
don't put it
overlaps
on
as
this.
well,
Let's don't put it on this.
listen, I'm
Come
giving
on.
cautionary tales to everyone. It is tough to manage all of those leagues when you've got three NFL ones and two NBA ones and they're running simultaneously and you're working at forget
Okay.
times and having
All
to check.
right. I mean, I get it. I get it.
Because the
I'm
Joker
not
was
saying
balling
it's
out and
not
I don't know
true.
why I did not have him in and I'm so mad, but it's all good.
Listen,
It's all good. I'm going to lose the
I
championship
was
one of the other ones
surprised
and I'm going to put Flacco
myself.
in. Yeah. Damn.
I was very surprised.
I know.
So,
I just didn't look. I just didn't look.
make sure you tune in next week to see how I'm sure we'll make a couple posts once Monday night rolls around, Tuesday morning, just so we start off the new year fresh with the fresh winner for the women's league.
Right.
Are you in any other fantasy championships or because this is
Yes, I have
championship
one
week
more,
right
and that's the one I forgot to put Flacco in today.
now?
After his 259 yards, I look and I'm like, I didn't start him. I put Tua in, who's questionable. Why did I do that? And now my opponent is slated to win. Shout out to Cornell. He didn't even want to play this year, and I begged him to play, and now we're in a championship round together. He's Flacco. Just errors.
Just all of
So that's
it,
it. The other one, the Pete League, that was the money one. That was the one I was really trying to go for, and that one I'm done. So it's all
huh?
good. This one will just
Oh,
be
man.
bragging rights, whoever comes out of it.
Okay. You listen, the bragging rights are what's most important, I think, when it
Yeah, but I
comes
want
down
that
to
belt.
anything.
Like,
I
I want the
get it.
belt for
I
the women. I
get
want the
it.
Pete belt.
Listen, I know. And I honestly, whoever between us wins, I don't even know if Natalie got it yet from last year. So I hit up the person who won the year before to see if she even mailed it because I had did the reminder earlier in the year in the season. So whoever does win it won't probably get it until like season starts. Because if Natalie hasn't got it, she needs some time with it to
Yeah,
bond
she
with the
does need
little
time with the
too.
belt. Yeah, she
But
does.
yeah. So
Wowzers.
other big news, of course, tomorrow I haven't packed it. So a part of the reason of us rushing off a show too is that I actually need to pack a suitcase for the weekend. I'm headed along with Sarah. Well, I'm sorry, I'm not heading to New Orleans. I wish I was heading to New Orleans. This is where Washington is headed this weekend, heading to the Sugar Bowl. They're already there practicing at the Dome. It's all about horns down this weekend. So we've got big CFB playoffs this New Year's Day with the Rose Bowl first, Michigan and Alabama, and then followed by the Sugar Bowl between Washington Huskies and the Texas Longhorns. So
Nice.
yeah,
Nice.
it's gonna be
That's nice.
interesting. It's gonna be
That's
interesting.
really nice.
The hot topic that we the one that we have to address
But you're
is the one
packing
about
to go
yesterday.
somewhere else, though, yeah?
I'm going to Seattle.
Okay, gotcha.
So I'm going to Vegas. I'm going to the Winter Classic. That's why I got
Classic, right.
Okay. Is because so me and Sarah will be headed to the Winter Classic in Seattle. Of course, it's the one game a season. They have an outdoor ice skating. They have an outdoor hockey game. So this year is at T-Mobile Park where the Mariners play. They've already got it set up. Everything's happening. There's a whole Winter Classic fan zone stuff that's happening. The Seahawks also play the Steelers at home then on Sunday. So
wow. That's going to be good.
On top of that, it's kind of wild. So I got to try and luckily I can check a bag. This is not one of my budget friendly trips. So I can check a bag and pack all the things that are needed. All the long, heavy coats, long johns, mittens.
Good.
Everything.
Please don't come back with a cold. Please don't come.
Listen,
back.
I already had a cold, so I'm good. Right. Yeah, I had the Christmas cold.
Right.
I had the Christmas cold. So shout out to everybody that's been sick over Christmas. Cause I was one of those people. And luckily I don't think mom caught it, but mom, I had a good time here, so that was fun.
That's good.
Yeah. We got to talk about, though, Mr. Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
So news broke out, of course, that he was getting benched initially, and that they were going to be going with, what is it, Stidham?
Yeah, Jared Stidham, former backup for the Raiders.
Yeah. So he's going to be playing for the Broncos. So at first it just sounded like, okay, well, they're benching him, whatever. Maybe it's to save him from being injured, having like a whole Derek Carr thing happen or anything like that. Then it comes out that the organization has been coming up to him since like late October, asking him to change his contract to remove the injury trigger guarantee for 2025, which would be having to be guaranteed in March of this coming year for 2024. Right. $37 million. Mind you, it's a contract that the Broncos negotiated with him, and now they want him to not have that. And so, of course, he said no. And they're like, all right, well, you'll probably be benched. Well, he's got benched. Then after that came out, then it comes out, well, it looks like the Broncos are moving on from Russell Wilson. So,
which was predicated too, I think they were talking about that anyway, but at least he walks away with all of his money. I don't blame
money, him. money. Well, here's the thing.
He's winning right now. I really don't blame
him. I'm just like, what are the Broncos organization doing? You went and gave up three draft picks, $285 million, Drew Lock, a couple other things, just for Russell Wilson for 2 years. And then after this, after you release him or cut him, you still owe him $85 million, which gets paid over 2 years, but another 85. So all of this for what?
He's riding out for real. What a bet.
He is literally getting out of there.
But I don't think it was a thievery like Derek Carr, because he did get them at 7-8, which we weren't expecting. They actually had a really good run playing against some teams, some of them.
And they had great wins. They had some great wins this season.
They did have great wins this season. So it wasn't like he didn't deactivate the whole season. It's that, they think they can do better. Go get better. They think Stiddy is the guy.
He can't be the guy. I mean, I would think that Sean Payton is looking to aim to get some, but you have no draft picks to get anybody in the draft. Let's not forget that like three quarters of the starting quarterbacks are injured this year. So we're all working with backups, but maybe this is a chance for maybe like Jake Browning or a Gardner Minshew type to get a starting job somewhere. Or I don't know. They had places for where Russell could go. One of them being the Raiders.
Yeah, I saw that as number six, and I'm like, y'all must be ill and out. And not for nothing, honestly, because he does scramble fast out of the pocket, and he's a good running quarterback.
We just
need him to take his money, be with his family. Think of other avenues, possibly, if he wants to be on the admin side of the NFL league, whatever, look into that, but we don't need him. We'd rather go younger if we could. And not for nothing, we're very happy by this news, Raider Nation, because now it's a strong possibility if Kansas City Chiefs lose their next two games and we win our next two, including Broncos being the last home game here at Allegiant and last game of the regular season, we take over the division. So if, yeah, we become the division leaders. But if they do win those two and we win our two, they become division leaders, but we still could go into wild card or in the hunt. So either way, we're win-win. We're not out yet. So we got the Colts next, and then the last game in January and the Broncos. But with Jared Stidham, I'm sorry, Max Crosby, you know this guy. You've probably taken him down many times in practice. You don't take him down in a real time in the game. Come on.
I guess not. It's not happening. Shout out to Jonathan Watson. He said, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and same to you, sir. But as a Broncos fan that he is, he said, the Walton family still got Walmart money. They're going to be all right.
They definitely do. I mean, I don't think they're shook by any of this. They just thought.
And they still have their first, but no second. And you guys give up like. I guess you gave up the three picks over the course of three. I don't know. I just like they gave up so much for him only for it to turn out like this. Like I feel bad that it's come out like this. I don't feel bad that like we saw how he was declining in Seattle. So I don't feel bad that you guys are now realizing that this is what's happening. But
well, some people are late learners. You know, it's like the New Orleans folk. Everybody's late learners when it comes to Derek Carr. He thought that was going to be a game changer for him. No. You guys come off the back of Drew Brees. You are not used to this kind of losses. You're just not used to
You're not used to this period.
Yeah, you're jaded and spoiled. And now
maybe Sean Payton needs a dome. Maybe he can't function in Mile High and the elevation and outdoors. Who knows?
I don't know, but best wishes to you. It ain't my fault. I don't know.
Switching to your type of news, though, you had a really great Christmas gift this week. And I didn't get it for you, but the Raiders.
Listen, it started with the gentleman in the ad going to the Chief's girlfriend's house with the light up Raiders sweater. It started with that, and it ended with a wonderful, well-deserved, fair-played game-winning game.
I mean, I know you thought you were hoping for the win, but who thought that this was how Christmas Day was going to be? We'd see two underdogs winning. And just an intense day of Christmas football.
It was a Festivus miracle.
Does that mean they got to keep Antonio Pierce? I mean, how the next two games does that control
his
destiny?
His record is now 4-3. Like he's got one win over his losses. He's now dominated. He was 3-3, I think, with his record. Now he's 4-3.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to keep this guy. I mean, the only thing I would suggest is we look and shop for another offensive coordinator. But even though the plays were called very well this game and executed tremendously, shout out to Aiden O'Connell on that. And just and even though Josh Jacobs was down. So we got Zavir White and all those. Listen, we're good. So I think once we because you have to understand, Antonio Pierce is a defensive coach. So the defense is always all cylinders. And that's what won us the game. Was defense. Let's just be clear. Offensively, we only were able to do field goals. Defensively, we had touchdowns. So shout out to him on that coaching end, but we definitely need a new coordinator for offense because the turnovers and stuff leading to touchdowns were magnificent, but turnovers leading to us just kicking a field goal ain't as grand as what we saw.
And I have to show just because you guys scored two defensive touchdowns in 7 seconds.
Yeah.
Here's one of them real quick because it was ridiculous. And I looked at the TV. I'm like, wait, what is going on?
Yeah.
Look at this. Ball's on the ground. Ball's on the ground. It's picked up by the Raiders. Do they have a touchdown?
It was like that. It was one of those kind of days.
And not for nothing, our defensive lineman that scored the second one did a nice little friendly jog. Wasn't like he had to really run fast.
He wasn't sprinting there, that's for sure.
Low motion jog and just right on in. Didn't think he'd
and there was no Josh Jacobs.
That's what I'm saying. No Josh Jacobs. No nothing. Unbelievable. Like we didn't have Josh. But honestly, Josh is, you know, for the rush yards that he's had, it's a lot less than what he had the year before. It's just not working for him. If he were to say, you know what, I gotta go, I think we'd be okay with that because the running backs that we did have in were great.
Well, Zamir Rice looked unstoppable.
Yeah, Zamir Rice was great. That's what I'm saying. We got Zamir. We good.
It looked good. Yeah. It looked good from over here. That's for sure.
Man, it was a great Christmas day. I put on my little Raiders Letterman jacket. I swag.
He was feeling it.
I had feeling myself in that today. I could wear it proudly.
I'm not judging, because when I get the win, me and mom had our Seahawks gear on the couch watching kicking back.
I love it. So
it was like, hey, we're heading into week 17. This on the left-hand side, you see the week 16. We still have 24 teams that are eligible for the playoffs. This has not happened since 2004 when there was 26 teams. Because, you know, usually by now we're set for the playoffs. Like maybe one or two wild cards are scrounging around. We have 24 teams that could still make their way into the playoffs.
Right.
That's wild.
It is.
That is crazy wild. So usually, you know, like for me, like going to like the week 18 or the last game of the year usually isn't nothing. You can always find a good ticket sheet because no one's going the last game because, you know, they're not playing starters. Right. They're not really trying as much. No. Right. Everything is on the line these last 2 days. You need every win you can get, especially for those in the bubble, especially for those in seeds 5 through 8. Like, you got to make your way through there and get it happening.
Listen, like I said, we win the next two, we definitely could be in that hunt. We could definitely get into some stuff. I mean, the other teams would have to fall. And, you know, the Browns, by the way, are not, they're in the wild card. They are permanent locked after tonight.
Yo, Joe Flacco. If we're
they're not going anywhere. The AFC is just that much of a beast of a conference.
I gotta look at what his things were, because at halftime he had almost 300 yards and three touchdowns.
And he was falling asleep at the bench. Did you see that?
No, I just hopped on
259
here.
259 yards. He was like looking at. He was like dozing off, and he was like rubbing his eyes. Like that took out a lot of him, I guess.
Jeez.
Like he still got more games to play.
He hasn't even, so I mean, they've only scored two points maybe, or a couple of points. It's still 34. Jets have come back a little bit.
They could have had more, because when they had got the interception off the fumble, instead of going for the field goal, they went for the four and lost that. I was like, come on, guys.
Right.
Y'all could have had more points, but they made up for it.
He also provided Amari Cooper with the best game he's had in a while, with having over 260 yards. And I think he had two or three touchdowns last week. And of course, Amari was injured today and couldn't partake in the game. Right. But he puts himself in some great company with three straight games of 300 pass yards. This is a guy that just got called back into the NFL. He said that he stays in the gym. He stays with a trainer. So basically the sum up is, when you stay ready, you don't got to be ready, because he stays ready. And
he's 38 years of age.
38
years of age. And okay, so is the conversation, is Flacco back? Is he going to be their season quarterback?
Well, there was a discussion, because, you know, Cleveland obviously put so much into Deshaun Watson.
Of course.
And it sounds like Deshaun Watson is still the guy. Like, he's still there. And I think it's part of his contract. I read somewhere in an article that it's part of his contract that he's a starting quarterback. So whether Joe Flacco decides to take up maybe another opportunity with another team or sit back up to Deshaun, I don't know. But I don't mind seeing Joe Flacco out here. And the fact that they had to go through two or three other quarterbacks just to get to him is crazy.
Right.
Crazy.
Right. Right. And can we also talk about really quickly the obvious upset that we knew was going to happen in that NFC West between San Francisco and Baltimore Ravens? They're ready to pull a cane on
Brock Purdy. They are ready to cane Brock Purdy, really.
They're ready to pull that cane. You know, the cartoons where they pull the hook to take you off the stage. That's basically what they did with Brock Purdy.
They pulled him quick fast. I mean, you know you're doing bad when they take you out for Sam Darnold.
Yes. They tried to say it was injury. They tried to say he had some kind of something going on, but I don't think that was the case. You know, San Francisco ain't loyal to quarterbacks. They love you when you're hot, but when you're not, you gotta go.
I think he's definitely no longer the MVP. Hey, Lamar shut it down. The Ravens put their stamp on it, and being at Levi, it was another great game to watch. You know,
y'all must have forgot that about Lamar Jackson. Yes, he fell from the injuries, came back. This man is still that guy. Yeah.
They also said that game was the second most watched Monday Night Football game in 27 years.
Sure, it was 27.
That was the Super Bowl. That was like that. I know. I don't know about you, but me and mom planned our Christmas day around that game. We went to a movie earlier. We came back in time so that we could be watching that game.
Right.
And we both enjoyed watching the Niners lose so much.
Man.
Because, and I also got it right. I definitely also got to give out to shout out to Gino as well as Drew Lock. These, so they made history by being the second, only the second team in the NFL to have two different quarterbacks throw a game-winning touchdown in the final minutes of regulation in back-to-back games. So Drew Lock did it last weekend against the Eagles. Geno Smith did it against the Titans this week, last weekend. We are still in the playoffs for the wild cards. We got to, you know, win these ones against the Steelers. And then we got Arizona coming up last. It's time to be in the playoffs again. And I don't mind being in last place of the division or in the wild card, because I also don't want to see Detroit in that first round game. I'd rather face the Eagles at this point than I would face the Lions. So.
Yeah.
Although we have won in Detroit a couple times, we have not won in Philly lately. So that's the other.
And Philly's not Philly either. So I'm very curious to see where they're going to fall to. Just like the Cowboys keep bucking. Yeah. Speaking of which, are the Cowboys. We love that too.
Yeah. Gotta love a loss.
We gotta love a loss with that too.
Speaking of the Cowboys too, is because you do remember the Monday Night Football parlay is still going strong.
Wow.
The underdog parlay for Monday Night Football has hit all those weeks on the left-hand side. And coming up this Monday, Dallas and Detroit, with Detroit being the underdog. So do you go all in again and put it on the – listen, last time we checked this, it was like I think 200,000. If you would have bet and rolled over the winnings from every winning Monday Night Football underdog that's happened the last eight games, you'd have $750,000. From
was
100.
Miami the underdog?
Yes. Wait, you would? Yeah.
For Christmas Eve, was Miami the underdog, even though they were at home?
No, Tennessee tight. Oh no, that wasn't a Monday. So it's only Monday Night Football.
Oh, Monday Night Football. Gotcha.
So on Christmas there was three games, but only one was considered Monday night.
Gotcha.
But the one that was the 11th, when they had two Monday Night Football games, those both counted, and mm-hmm. the Giants and the Titans both won.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So. I'm just saying, I need to start. Gonna have to start with like $5 and just start doing that every whatever for underdogs, because that seems to be the ticket right there. Golly.
I also gotta do a shout out, rest in peace to Tommy DeVito. It was a nice run. It really was, and you did give it your all. And the story,
you gotta give him
amazing.
The
story was amazing, and you got your props of doing the right thing by showing up to the pizza parlor, even though your agent didn't want to charge them more and all that good stuff. So you had a great run, but Kane came out for you the other night as well. And you know, it's business. Yeah, it's never
it sure
personal.
Did. It's and never. I mean, it's the state of the game.
Eagles. Yeah, you can't score if you can't score against the Eagles, and you replace them. With who did they replace him with? I forgot who they replaced him
it
with.
It was Tyrod Taylor. I forgot Tyrod Taylor was still playing. Like, I hadn't realized he was on the Giants.
Right. And I didn't either.
Yes.
Give it up for Tyrod Taylor, because he made it a game as soon as he
did.
Got
he sure did. They kept it close. They kept it very close.
Very close.
Came down
and
to
so
the end.
DeVito, it was nice, but you just had to. We sent a boy. You know, out there for one point thinking we could do the Aaron Rodgers man's job and replace Zach Wilson and do all the other little things, but Tyrod had to. I'm thinking of the Jets, but on the Giants side with Danny Dimes going down. So now you got Danny DeVito sitting, and now it's Tyrod Taylor. And
back to mom and dad's house in the basement.
Yeah, in the basement. He wanted to be close to the Giants practice facility. And say, I get it. Like, that's a great, like, everything's a great story.
That traffic I wouldn't want to deal with.
Yeah,
there's
I wouldn't
no
want to face it either. Mm-hmm. And saving coin, too. You don't have to take the metro or nothing. Like, I get it. But
absolutely.
At the same time, it was a nice run, sir. But a man had to step in and do that thing and make it a game.
Thank you
there's
very
no way
much.
We're going to have a prime time
Thank
game.
You. Thank
and you're not
you.
Scoring
Thank
no points against the Eagles. We have to make sure it's... We need to make it a close game. We need to make it interesting. Yeah. This is prime time. It just didn't work. Sorry.
I had to give an update because, you know, I first brought this up when we announced college football games because, of course, we're in the middle of college bowl games. The Pop-Tart game took place today. And it finished. And you've got to see these two videos. I'm playing them simultaneously. One is the Pop-Tart coming out of a toaster oven pregame. And one is the Pop-Tart sliding out of a conveyor belt where the coach and the quarterback are taking bites off of after the win. Shout out to Kansas State, who got to take a bite out of the real Pop-Tart. Oh, and they had actual real Pop-Tarts in the Pop-Tart trophy because there's a toaster in. Yeah, you'll see it. Hang on.
You know, I'm looking like, oh, that's cute. That's so cute.
Yeah. So they used the toaster for like a magic kind of trick where obviously the mascot isn't wearing the real Pop-Tart, but then he slides down the toaster and then it comes out down below.
Oh, that's cute. That was cute.
That's hilarious. While we speak and move it real quick into the NBA, listen. The Pistons almost got a win over the Celtics. They tried.
6 points. Six points. I'm not macking them, but they are 2-29.
Overtime. Overtime.
They tried their best. It wasn't like this was a game where they just freaking they gave up or whatever.
They tried.
They did their best.
And it was the Celtics at home in Boston. So this meme was hilarious to me. Did you win the division? Yes, for the Lions. What did it cost you, the Lions? Say the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, right. For sure.
That's it. That's what you got. You won their champ. You won your NFC North championship at the cost of the Detroit Pistons. But no one cares because the Lions are excited. Detroit's excited for the Lions. They're not worried about Detroit right now.
They're not. But I mean, not for nothing. They did better than a show up than the Lakers did on Christmas against Boston. So I can't really knock them. I mean,
that was a little sad too. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't won on Christmas in I don't know how many seasons. So
yeah.
I just had a beacon of hope thinking we could beat our rivals because it's been years since we matched up with them on a Christmas game. No, it didn't happen.
I know you. I saw in the Facebook group that you have Aaron Gordon on your fantasy. So the man got attacked by the family dog. My thing is, what did you do or what happened?
What transpired? What did you have?
What chaos is happening at your house?
Right.
That you got attacked. My family, I mean, listen, there's,
what
I mean,
kind
I can see
it. What did you shoot him or her?
Right. Did you kick it? I don't know.
I've
been bit by a dog and it was because dogs were fighting. So like, was there a couple dogs fighting and you got in between or you were chilling on the couch having dinner and next thing you know, your dog.
He must not have been home in a while. The dog didn't recognize him. He must not
dog's
have been
mad. Or dog's pissed off. He did something. Left him with a bad person.
Yeah. I mean, it's got this man literally on injury. He is on some
injuries
to the face and got hand problems.
I mean, we definitely want him to come and to heal and be back soon. But that's just, I mean, that's one of those, that's on the calendar. Like, you don't expect someone to be on an injury list because of a dog accident.
I didn't expect that to be on my bingo card either. Like, none of the stuff that's popping up, I didn't expect to be on
it's
bingo
like
card.
You expected to play bingo and we're playing blackout. We didn't know.
Right. And here's the thing. Like, what happened to the dog? I hope they didn't call animal control. I hope that the dog.
Especially with the family dog.
Family dog. Like, I hope it's, you know, like it's surviving.
Sometimes. Not, you know, yeah. Because that would just really hurt my feelings.
That would be dead. Yeah.
Especially on Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, God. I said he must not have been home in the wild. The dog obviously did not recognize him or something was going on.
Or maybe it's not his. Like, they said family dog. So maybe it would be like an auntie or uncle or grandma or who knows.
Maybe he got too close to auntie and the dog's very possessed. I don't know.
He raised his voice. Who knows? Yeah.
Who knows?
Oh, that's too bad.
That's too cold, but the dog won that. Wow.
Mavs, Mark Cuban sold his majority shares of the Mavericks to the Vegas Dr. Miriam Adelson and the Patrick Dumont families. So we may be seeing some kind of Dallas Mavericks casino arena situation happening out there at some point in the next little bit. So that's interesting. And Mo's Dodgers, I think Mo got off. I think she had a phone call. Anyways, Mo's Dodgers score again. Listen, Yamamoto is in there with the Dodgers. Signs, gets in there with Ohtani. He mentioned that he wasn't going, he was going to be a Dodger no matter what, whether Ohtani was going. But this is another $325 million contract over 12 years. The Dodgers have basically spent almost $1 billion for two players for this week. So listen, hey, it's wild. It's wild. Mo gone. She had an important phone call to take. So listen, you guys, that's going to be it. We'll have to do our picks later. Me and Mo will text them each other and get our picks done. But we thank you. We wish you happy New Year's. Let's go, Dogs. Let's go, Knights. Let's have a wonderful New Year's. And let's hope all of you are safe. Please Uber, as if we haven't learned enough from the professional athletes in the world, as well as all the accidents that happened here in Las Vegas for Christmas. Make sure you Uber if you're drinking. Don't take that chance. Not at all, because nobody's life or getting a ticket or in jail is worth it. So happy New Year to everybody. We'll see you. Me and Mo will both see you back in 2024. See ya.